Idaho school districts say the state needs to offer better pay if it's going to attract qualified teachers or keep the one it has. But Teachers Tuesday at the Capitol told a panel of lawmakers a proposal isn't very enticing. Jessica Robinson has more.
Idaho teachers object to the plan's accountability measures. About $125 million in raises and bonuses would be determined in large part by performance evaluations and student test scores. Pocatello High School teacher Tom Van Duren says it doesn't read like a bill intended to reward teachers.
As teachers, we were promised that we would be taken care of once the state recovered from the recent recession. So I ask, where's the state's accountability to its educators?
Liz Clark is a special ed teacher in Lewiston. She questioned the plan's five-year phase-in. Clark says a friend doing her job across the border in Washington already makes $10,000 a year more.
After 5 years, I still won't advance to the pay rate she is making.
But lawmakers also heard from school administrators who say the plan may not be perfect, but it would help improve their chances of filling job openings. I'm Jessica Robinson in Boise.